今天我讲的一个题目呢是这个圣经的绝对重要性。
So the topic I have today is the absolute
importance
in Bible.
那在这个圣经上呢，就是预言到在末世的时候呢，有教会里面会有离经叛道的事情来。
So in the Bible, it prophesies, you know, in the end time, there will be betrayers in the Bible.
Apostasy. Apostasy is basic. 就什么意思呢？就是说教会呢要离开真理，很多的教会要离开真理。
So what does it mean? It simply means that a lot of churches will be, you know, like away from the truth.
那大家要知道，就是我们现在离主耶稣来的日子是非常的近了。
So you have to understand we are very close to the time when Jesus returns.
我们每一个基督徒都要警醒。
So all of our Christians need to be alert.
主耶稣来的日子比你想象的要近得多。
So it's faster than you expected for the timing for him to return.
每一个祷告的人都会知道。
So everyone who prays.
每一个人寻求神的人都会知道。
Everyone who seek the Lord will know.
现在我们就是在灾难起头的日子，在进入大灾难。
So we are entering in this great tribulation.
我们讲这些事情不是要让人害怕。
So when we talk about these things, it's not to scare you.
就像耶稣所讲的，我告诉你们，提前告诉你们，是要让你们在我里面有平安。
So just like what Jesus said, I told you all these things beforehand because
在世上你们有苦难。
Because I want you to have the peace.
但是在我里面有平安。
Even though there are tribulations,
因为我已经战胜了世界。
Because I have already overcome.
所以当我们看到这一切的事情发生的时候，我们不是惧怕，而是说感谢神，圣经上说的每一句话都在应验。
So when we see these things, we are not seeing with fear, but we want to praise the Lord that everything that written in the Bible will come to pass.
那神的话应验呢，是一个双刃的剑。
So for God's word to come to pass is like a double-edged sword.
那在他的心，在他话语里面，在耶稣基督的保守里面的人呢，就是完全在他话语大能的保护之下。
So those who listen to him will be under the cover of the protection of his words.
那这个双刃剑呢，如果不听他的话的呢，这个话就成了一个审判的证据。
For this double-edged sword, out of sight, the sword would be those who do not listen, it will become a judgment to them.
那我们翻开这个约翰福音，约翰福音第十二章四十六到五十节。
So let's turn to John.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章四十六到五十节。
46 to verse 50.
那耶稣说到这个神的话是个双刃的剑。
So God says the word of God is a double-edged sword.
这里他讲到呢，我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的人不住在黑暗里。
I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness.
若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他。我来本不是要审判世界，那是要拯救世界。
If anyone hears my words that does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world.
弃绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very word I have spoken will condemn.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken.
我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我说的。
I know that his commands leads to eternal life, so whatever I say is justwhat the Father has told me to say.
你看这里耶稣呢讲到这个神的话，五十节说，我知道他的命令就是永生，就是神讲的话呢就是永生。
So verse 50 it says his command, meaning that his words are eternal life.
那另外呢，他又讲到，他说不领受我话的人呢，有审判他的，就是我讲的道。在末日要审判他，四十八节。
And also 48 it says, there is a judge for one who rejects me and does not accept my words.
所以他的话是两刃的剑。
So his words are double-edged sword.
那这个也很容易理解。
It's very easy to understand.
那神的道呢，在自然界里面表现出来就是各样的定律，对不对？其中一个就是万有引力、地心引力的定律。
So for God's words in the natural realm, you will see it as you know physics, natural physics, for example, gravity.
你如果尊重它，尊重万有引力定律，你可以造出卫星，可以上天，在轨道上运行，对吧？你可以建大楼，建得很稳定，不怕地震。
So if you work according to the law of gravity, you are able to, you know, make things like satellites or make a strong building.
如果你不尊重它的时候会怎么样呢？就像我们过去听过，在中国有些豆腐渣工程，在地震发生的时候呢，它就全部垮掉了。
What if you do not work according to that gravity law? For example, there are buildings that, you know, in China, they were so weak that when earthquake came, they all shattered like piece of a tofu.
那所以呢，这个 ，yeah， 所以这个神的话呢，就是两刃的剑。
So this word is like a double-edged sword.
这个两刃的剑呢，就是说。一方面不遵从的时候呢，就是要进入毁灭。嗯。
So if you do not obey, you will lead to destruction.
如果是遵从的时候呢，就进入这个祝福。
But if you obey, then you enter into a blessing.
但是这里呢，神提供了一个极大的恩典，就是这个四十六节、四十七节讲，主耶稣说：“我是光，叫信的人不住在黑暗里面。你听见我的话不遵守呢，我不审判他。”我是来拯救的，所以我们要回到耶稣的。
However, there's a blessing. It says that I have come to the world as a light, so those who believe in me shall not stay in darkness.
所以我们要来到耶稣的跟前，说：“主啊，是的，主，我谢谢你，过去的东西你都赦免我。”
So when we come to the Lord, we say, "Thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven everything that I have done in the past."
所以我们有盼望，有光。
So therefore, I have a hope. I have a light.
这也代表就是主耶稣会把我们带到正路上。
So, God's word is able to lead us on the right path.
当他把我们带到正路上的时候呢，就是再次带到他的话语上。
So when he leads us into his path, meaning that he's leading us towards his words.
感谢主，那他的话语呢，是永远不会更改的。
And his words will never change.
我们今天信主，我们信哪个主
？So today we believe in the Lord. So which Lord do we believe?
你说世界上的人都在讲上帝，上帝，哪个上帝
？So people on the earth were talking about God, God, which God?
世界上的讲耶稣，哪个耶稣
？So we talk about Jesus, which Jesus?
事实上，圣经里面在《使徒行传》里面有两个，还有一个人叫做耶稣。
So in the Bible, in the book of Acts, there's another Jesus, but Jesus.
那因为我们中国人在翻译的时候呢，我们中国人避讳啊，在西方人是不避讳的，你儿子也可以叫老子的名字，对不对？中国人是不这样取的，所以在圣经里面翻译的时候呢，他为了避讳呢，这个圣经里面另一个耶稣翻译做耶稣，在使徒行传里面。
Oh, okay, okay. So in the Western culture, like,the son can name after the father, but in the Chinese culture, we do not name after our fathers. So in the Bible, that because they don't want people to mistake which Jesus, so the Chinese translation put the word like a little bit differently.
那原文里面呢，就是耶稣跟耶稣主耶稣的名字一模一样的耶稣。
So in the original text, is the same name as Jesus.
那我们信的是哪一个耶稣
？So which Jesus do you believe?
我们信的是哪一个上帝
？So which God do you believe？
就是我们的信的耶稣是圣经里面讲的耶稣。
So the Bible that we, sorry, the Jesus that we believe is the Jesus that is in the Bible.
我们信的上帝是圣经里面讲的上帝。
The God we believe in is the God that is in the Bible.
是创造天地的主。
Is the God who created the heaven and earth.
他讲的话非常重要。
And his words are in.
你怎么样信一个人
？How do you believe in someone？
你就是信他的话。
You believe in what he says。
你不信他的话，你就是不信这个人。
If you do not believe his words, meaning that you don't believe in him。
这是非常简单的一个道理。
It's very simple。
第一个呢，我要讲讲就是说圣经的一个准确性。
So first of all, I want to talk about the accuracy。
那这些题目呢，我在刚信主的时候就是。 从这个角度切入，那个时候我们不讲圣灵啊什么，就是从这个角度思辨的一个角度切入。
So when I first start reading the Bible, I wasn't thinking about like the Holy Spirit and stuff like that. I was more concerned about whether it's accurate, it's true.
所以有好多的书籍，也有好多的资料。
There are many books, many information.
大家有机会的话可以看一下这个。封丁城就是历城写的《游子吟》是非常好的一本书，中文的书。
So there is a Chinese book, it's called《游子吟》，which you guys can read it if you are Chinese.
给这个没有信主的人，如果有喜欢思辨的人，借给他们看，这是非常好的。
So those who do not believe and then they like to rationalize and all think, it's a good book for them to read.
那英文的书就更多。
There are more books like that in English.
那好多科学家都写过很多的书。
And a lot of scientists have written.
关于圣经的这个准确性。
A lot of scientists have written books like that to prove the accuracy.
有一本书可以推荐的呢，中文翻译作红桶初开。
红桶初开。
混沌初开，
混沌，
混沌
初
开。
哦，哦 ，so there is a book. So there's a book that translated back to Chinese. The title is like in the beginning of all the chaos.
那英文的名字呢？叫做 Creator and the Cosmos.
哦 ，the Creator and the Cosmos.
它的作者呢是 Hugh Ross。
Hugh Ross, written by Hugh Ross.
他是一个天体物理学家。
He's an astrophysicist.
Physicist.
Okay.
大家可以有机会读这个英文版，叫做《The Creator and the Cosmos》。
So that is the English name for the book.
我的英文发音比中文发音要准确。
Creator and Cosmos. 可是
中文叫做红。
So the Chinese name is One Ton Chaos. Kidding. No, because the chaos when he say it sounds like one ton. Yeah.
那大家有好多的书，还有一本书很那个的叫做《铁证带胖》。
And then there's another book called Evidence.
The verdict.
The verdict. Okay, the verdict.
有很多的书，还有一本书，这个物理数学家写的，叫做这个Heaven Speaks the Glory of God.
Okay, that was written by a mathematician. Heaven Speaks the Glory of God.
就是这个 Science Speaks the Glory of God.
Okay, the science speaks the glory of God.
上帝这个科学在宣讲神的荣耀。
Okay, yeah, that's the name of the book.
有好多这样的书，大家可以来看。
There are many similar books like that.
但是今天呢，因为我就觉得有这个感动，再次来提醒大家。
So, there are many books you can read, but I just felt that I need to remind you all.
不可能所有的都讲。
I won't be able to touch in every aspect.
要讲的话，可能要一个神学的课程，要一个学期。
If I need to go to details, we probably need a full term like a theology course.
那。第一个呢，我就讲讲这个圣经的准确性。
So first of all, I want to tell you about the accuracy, the truth.
那圣经里面的这个从创世纪到启示录呢，所有写的东西都是经得起挑战。
So everything written from the beginning to the end of the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation,
都是准确的，是可信的。
They are truth, and then they can stand up against all the, you know, like tests.
那就是从这个创世纪里面呢，我就拿出一个例子来讲。
For example, in Genesis,
可能最近好多人听说过这个叫做宇宙大爆炸，对吧 ？Big Bang.
So a lot of people you have heard the Big Bang theory.
那这个宇宙大爆炸理论呢，当被好多实验证据验证的时候呢，物理学家都是非常非常的吃惊。
So Big Bang theory has been proven by a lot of scientists, and then a lot of physicists are very surprised.
那它跟圣经的第一句话非常的吻合。
It aligns with the first verse in the Bible.
就是神起初创造天地。
So God, in the beginning, God had created the heaven.
因为科学家发现，从宇宙大爆炸理论发现了，就是它是宇宙是从无到有出来的。
So from the Big Bang theory, you know, the universe is created out of nothing.
它最早的时候呢，是像我们写字的一个句号那么大。 完了以后呢，以极高的温度、极大的能量呢，嘣就开始了。
So in the beginning, it's so small, like you know, a little dot appearing marked on a piece of paper, and then it came with great power, a lot of energy, and then the explosion.
所以在这之前，事实上只有神。
So there is only one God.
只有圣经是这样写的。
For this is only written from the Bible.
那别的什么宗教的经典，它不这样写。
So for other, you know, religious book, they don't say things like that.
唯有圣经解释，神创造了天地。
Only the Bible says it's God who created the heaven and earth.
有一些哲学就是他自古就有，永远就有这个宇宙。
Okay, some philosopher may say, okay, it was there.At first, and then it will be there forever.
但是圣经讲得很清楚，这是被造出来。
But the Bible clearly says it was created.
那科学就是跟这个圣经证实了圣经的一个准确性。
And then the science has, you know, proven that the accuracy of the Bible.
那另外一个大家非常熟悉的故事就是说，我就为了节省时间呢，这个我就不去翻圣经，就是说圣经里面讲呢。在伊甸园里面，神呢先造了一个男人，对不对
？And then also in the Bible, it says in the Garden of Eve, God first created the man.
他就造了一个男人。完了以后呢，他又说这个男人独居不好，他就从男人的身上抽下肋骨来造了一个女人。
So first he created the man, and then he said it's not good for the man to live alone. So out of the man's rib, he created a woman.
这是圣经里面写的。
So this is written in the Bible.
别的宗教怎么写是很不一样的。
But other religions they say different things.
那为什么他可信呢？就是摩西接受这样一个启示的时候呢，他是非常忠实的记载了神给他这样一个启示，就是神先造了男人，从男人的身上呢抽出一个肋骨来造了女人，先有男人后有女人。
So why is it accurate? So when Moses first received the revelation, he wrote it down like according to what he has received. So God first created the man, and then out of him he created a woman.
所以摩西呢就说他，你见过人是从男人生的没有？都是女人生的嘛，对吧？谁见过人是从男人生的呀？
So have you seen a man, you know, giving birth?Right, it's always a woman that gives birth, right?
那如果是一个不敬畏神的人，或者他害怕人的观念怎么样？他顺着人的观念去看的话，人的思想去看的话呢，他就说可能编一个故事是先有女人后有男人。
If someone does not fear God, you know, like out of pressure from human society, he may change the story into writing a woman was first created and then a man.
但是摩西呢，因为他是非常忠心的一个神的仆人，敬畏神的仆人，他不敢随便乱讲。
But Moses, fear God, and he didn't dare to, you know, write whatever he would like to write.
这是今天也是我们中间好多人，你如果领受神的意象呢，你不要乱讲，原原本本的要讲。
So, same to all of us. If you have received some kind of vision, you know, do not twist the story.Do not say something different from what you have received.
那他就忠实地记载下来。
So he recorded down.
这是多么的重要，对今天是多么的重要。
How important it is for nowadays society.
因为今天的科学证明呢，摩西记载的完全正确。
Because the science today proven that everything that written by Moses was correct.
那第一个就是说早期。就是不说最近了，就是上个世纪中期的这个科学就发现，从这个DNA 染色体，对不对？染色体 crimson 是有 crimson， 就是说这个23倍染色体啊，人有23倍染色体，有一对呢是叫做性染色体，就是在决定性别的。
So go back to not recent days but last century.So they have found DNAs and chromosomes, right?
Yeah, chromosomes.
Yes, chromosomes. And then one of them is...
One pair,
it determines your sex.
那男人呢是有 X Y 染色体一对。
So for man is X Y.
女人呢是 X X.
Woman is X X.
所以如果先有女人呢 ，X X 能不能出来 Y？
So if there is only so if women are first created, do you think from X X can come out a X Y?
因为它没有 Y.
Because there's no Y, right?
所以如果第一个是女人她出不来男人
so if the first is created I mean if a woman has first created there won't be a man
但是男人呢既有 X 又有 Y
but for man he has an X and as well as a Y
所以他既可以出来男人也可以出来女人
so out of man you can create a woman or a male or female
今天坐在这里的姐妹们我觉得是挺好我给中国人讲这些呢他能接受我也想在一些族群的圈子里面讲一些关于弟兄做头的事情，他们女的都跳起来。
So for the Chinese community, it's very it's easier for women to accept, you know. But I try to talk about similar topics in you know other culture. It's when I talk about men be the head, you know, the women gets very you know agitated.
那我们现在讲到真理就是真理 ，OK。
But the truth is the truth。
所以我今天就是讲圣经。
So today I'm just talking about the Bible。
不是我可靠不可靠，是圣经可靠不可靠。
It's not whether I am reliable or not, but it's the Bible。
是圣经是可靠的。
So the Bible is a reliable source。
所以你知道，如果摩西，当时一个不诚实的人的话，那就问题就大了。今天的科学就会推翻他。
So if Moses was a dishonest man, then today's science will prove him wrong.
我们要感谢神，因为早期的这些先知，像摩西，他们是非常忠实地记载了神给他们的话。
So we need to praise the Lord. So these early days saint, like Moses, they have written the words exactly, faithfully.
我们再看一个例子，在这个生命记第四章。二十五到二十七节。
Let's turn to another example, Deuteronomy.
生命记第四章二十五到二十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter four.
生命记第四章二十五到二十七。
25-27.
那这里讲到什么呢？他说，我们就读一下。你们在就讲到呢，摩西呢，当时讲到以色列人要进入迦南地，这是3000多年前的事情啊，因为他老了，他就开始重新的把神给他的这些律例典章呢，给新一代的以色列人就再次讲一次。
So that was back about 3000 years ago. So Moses was getting old. So once again, he wants to.So they were about entering into the promised land. So before he passed away, he wanted again tell the descendants about what he has received from God, about the laws of God and the principle of God.
他二十五节怎么讲呢？你们在那地，他就说你们进入那个地呢，会做什么？你们在那地住久了，生子生孙，就雕刻偶像，仿佛什么形象，败坏自己，行耶和华你神眼中看为恶的事。
So the verse 25 says that if you enter into the promised land, after you have entered and you will have children and grandchildren and have lived in the land for a long time, if you then become corrupt and make any kind of idol, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God and arousing in his anger.
那时候神呢是借着圣经，借着摩西呢在发预言。
So God is prophesies through Moses' voice.
他就说你们这些以色列人进到迦南地呢吃饱喝足那时候会拜偶像后来真的就发生了这些事情
So he prophesied when they enter into the promised land they will eat and drink and start worship idols and then indeed it happened
二十六节说我今日呼天荒地的向你们做见证你们必在过约旦河得为业的地上速速灭尽你们不能在那地长久，必尽心除灭。
So I call the heaven and the earth as a witness against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but will certainly be destroyed.
耶和华必使你们逢丧在万民中，在他所领你们到的万国里，你们剩下的人数稀少。
The Lord will scatter you among the people, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you.
这些事情后来都发生了。
And indeed, these things happen.
就是后来以色列人就分散在万民中，大家都知道这件事情。
And Jewish people are scattered in the nations, and all of you knew about that.
但是神借着摩西讲这件事情的时候呢，是在公元前，就是立现在3000多年前。
So, however, those words were spoken through Moses about 3,000 years ago.
我们再看另外一节经文，讲到同样的事情，在这个先知书亚阿摩斯书第九章第九节。
Okay, let's turn to Amos.
Is 在先知书里。
So one of the
小先知书。
One of the prophets.第几章？
第九章第九节。
Amos 9:9。
第九章第九节。这里讲到呢，就是说，因为当时的这个以色列人，当时圣殿，就是在以色列，以色列和这个犹大呢，当时在处在很多问题当中。
So between Israel back then, Israel and Judah, these two, so Israel was divided into two nations. So there's one thing happened between Israel and Judah and the Holy Temple.
他这里怎么讲呢？主耶稣讲呢，就是神讲呢，就是我必出令将以色列家分散在列国中，好像用骰子骰谷，连一粒也不落在地上。
So verse 9 says, For I will give the command, and I will shake the people of Israel among all the nations, as grain is shaken in a seed, and not a pebble will reach the ground.
因为当时以色列人拜偶像。
Because the Jewish people was,
离弃了他们的神。
Was idol worshiping.
那这些事情呢，大家都知道，就是先知从摩西到后来的先知都发预言，那后来这些事情就发生了。
So from the mouth of Moses all the way to the other prophets, they all prophesied the same thing, and indeed it came to pass.
但是呢，圣经也预言到他们会回来，
but、
以色列人回来建国。
But the Bible also prophesied those people will return, and then they will have a nation again.
那我们继续看下去的话，就是十四节讲到，我必使我民以色列被掳的归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑居住，栽种葡萄园和其中所出的酒，修造果木园是其中的果子。
So if you go down to verse 14, you will see that I will bring my people Israel back from exile. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine, they will make gardens and eat their fruit.
那这些也发生了，对不对？
And,
其实在历史上这个应验了两次。
And it also happened. So indeed, actually happened twice in the history.
两次被封神，两次回来。
So twice they were scattered, twice they returned.
那有的这个研究圣经的说，圣经上好多预言都会有两次，一次给以色列。就是说就会有两次的应验。
So some people say that, you know, the prophecies in the Bible will come to pass twice. First for the Jews, and then, you know, second for the mankind.
那所以你就发现呢，这些圣经里面写的东西，将来的东西都在发生，它是非常准确的。
So you see that things that are written in the Bible are, you know, coming to pass. It's very accurate.
那最准确的莫过于以赛亚书53章。
So the most accurate part is from
Isaiah
53.
以赛亚书53章呢，就讲到这个以赛亚先知以赛亚在公元前六百多年，距现在就是2600多年。
So he was So that was before Jesus born, like 600 years. So from now is like 2,600 years.
他就发预言说，这个神的仆人要来是怎么样的，怎么样的？他会像罪犯一样被审判，被夺去性命。完了以后呢，他是为了担当别人的罪过。
So it prophesized about the coming of Jesus, the servant of God, how he came, and how he will be mistreated like a criminal, and how he's bear our pain and sufferings.
那又讲到他后来这个仆人呢是活了。
And then he died, and then later on he said that he lived.
那我们可以很快的读几节吧，读几节就说，第五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Okay, read about verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们都入眼走迷，个人偏行歧路。耶和华是我们众人的罪，罪孽都归在他的身上。
We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us have turned to our own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被宰到，牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is silent.So he did not open his mouth.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺取。至于同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished.
你看第九节特别讲到，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还视他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and was a wretched man in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
大家知道耶稣基督呢，就是他死的时候是跟罪犯一起钉死。
So you know that when Jesus died, he was pierced on the cross with criminals.
谁知他死的时候与财主同埋，他埋的时候呢，埋在月色一个大光的坟墓里。
And it says that he was buried with the rich because indeed Jesus was buried in Joseph's tomb, who was a.
大家要知道这里讲的呢，这是在耶稣来之前600年讲的事情。
So you have to see that this actually written 600 years prior. And yet, verse 10 it says, Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin.He will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆，得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
所以我要使他与伟大的通风，与前生的军风如晤。
Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great. He will divide the spoil with the strong.
那你看到呢？这里讲到这个仆人呢，他死了又活了，而且给他一个很大的位分。
So here it says he died, and he resurrected, and he also giving him a great portion.
就是特别我们中间好多人就是对圣经还有任何怀疑的是还没有好好读过的都要来读。
So those who have doubt in the Bible, you should pay more attention to you know, reading the Bible.
圣经它不是所有书中的一本书。
So he is not just one of the books.
它是神的话。
Bible is the word from God.
可以说它是唯一的书。
You can say that this is the only book.
现在好多书这里都是 lies, 都是谎言。
So when you see all the books around here, they are all lies.
以前我有一个同学，他是香港一个著名的这个心脏手术外科大夫，很著名，跟我一起读神学。他到图书馆，甚至那个神学院的图书馆，他说 ，Do you know all these are lies? Only this book is true.
So there was a cardiologist in Hong Kong that was quite famous.And he went to this library in a theology college and saying, Do you know all of these are lies? Only the Bible is the truth.
弟兄姐妹，你仔细想的话，真的是这样。
So when you meditate on this, it's actually true.
甚至好多时候科学都是 lie.
Even sometimes science are lies.
那 lie 不是说这个东西yes or no, 它把你带向哪里。
It's not,
圣经上讲的 truth 还是 lie 是他要把你带到哪里。
So it's not just about the matter being yes or no, but it's where this thing will lead you to.
圣经上讲的那个谎言最主要的，他说是 lead you astray, 就是让你走偏道路，这是真正的谎言。
So the lie in the Bible, it actually means that lead you astray, so lead you into wrong path.
你看到他讲的好像有些是对的。最后他领你去的方向是错的。
Yeah, it looks like, you know, whatever they said is correct. However, it leads you on the wrong path.
现在有好多好多，你如果看新闻啊，看这个自媒体啊，好多东西听起来都很对。你去做的话，最后你发现，照着他的翅膀了，最后身体怎么坏了呢？
So now, you know, with social media and stuff, you know, they say a lot of things, and then if you eat according to whatever they say,You'll probably end up with sickness.
前一段时间碰到一个弟兄，这个弟兄呢，他讲一个故事，身体的故事，因为他觉得自己胖了要进食，就只吃瘦肉，吃了一段时间，他说这个方法很好，好多人都相信。
Okay, so I met this brother, so because he want to lose weight, so he's following this diet. He only eat lean meat.
结果后来他说什么事情出现了，他不能见任何的光，他甚至灯的光都不能见，很敏感。
Okay, and then after
他出门的时候要戴着头套。
Okay, so after eating this diet for a while, and then he become, you know, has the fear of light, you know, like some kind of phobia. So he has to put like a mask on even when he goes out.No, so he's also, you know, like the bulb light, like this room light, he was, you know, having.
后来不敢吃了，后来他就人叫他是喝小米稀饭，喝了一段小米稀饭，他就好了。
And then people say maybe you should start trying some porridge or congee, and then after eating that for a while, he was fine.
上帝造了小米给我们吃。
So God has created, you know, like rice for us to eat.
This is rice, the 小米.
小米.
The millet.
Millet. It's kind of green, yeah.
Yeah. Just the 小米.
Yeah. 小米. Small rice.
所以我们觉得 very smart. 我们觉得非常聪明.
Sometimes we think we are too smart.
但是呢，上帝的道，上帝一开始造人的时候，其实上帝造人是吃素的。我今天不是在宣扬素食主义啊，但是呢，上帝一开始造人是吃素的。你翻开创世纪第一、第二章，上帝教人是吃素的。其实也就是说，吃素肯定比吃很重要。
So
OK, read your Bible.
So when God first created, if you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, actually men used to eat like only vegetarian, I mean they're only vegetarian, you know? So what I'm trying to say, I'm not pushing for a vegetarian diet, but I'm saying that it's more important to eat your greens than eating proteins.
你回去读圣经，OK? 不是我讲， 创世的时候神创造动物和人都是吃素的。
So if you read the Bible, when God first created man and the animals, they all eating, you know, vegetables.
什么是吃荤？什么时候开始吃荤呢？是大洪水以后，世界都变了，生可允许人来吃荤。
So when did we first?
动物也开始吃荤了，也就是说已经乱套了，生就允许生好多时候是良害显全去其轻。
So it's only after the flood. Because there was chaos in the world, and then people start eating meat, and then as well as animal also eating meat as well. So they become.
所以今天你吃肉，神没有说是一个罪，但是呢，最早神造人的时候是吃素。
So it's not a sin for you to eat meat, but when man was first created, we are all vegetarian.
那我今天讲呢，就是不是说那个弟兄不应该吃肉，而是他。听到这么多讲的很好听的，就只吃肉就能够减肥。
So what I'm saying is that, you know, there's a lot of saying in this world, and then this brother believe that only by eating meat, only meat, he can be lose weight. So which is not a truth.
大家所以要仔细的去体会神的心意。
So we need to meditate on God's will.
就圣经上写的每一句话都不是随便写的。
So the things written up on the Bible are not, you know, things that are written in vain.
那今天我们讲到这个以赛亚书五十三章呢，就是你想，六百多年前在耶稣基督出现，这先知已经准确的预言了这个仆人的来临，他要担当我们的罪。
So when you read Isaiah 53.That was 600 years before the coming of before Jesus was born, and yet it actually depicted.
那有的人就要挑战这个圣经是不是？是不是被人篡改啊，或者怎么样？但是这个呢，在死海古卷发现，死海古卷是大概公元前400多年，有人把它保存起来，圣经呢放在那个当造的岩洞里面，后来发现呢，保存最完整的就是以赛亚书。一个字都没变，这个特别是以赛亚书五十三章。
So people challenge, you know, the accuracy of this book of Isaiah. However, the book by Isaiah was found in a scroll in the Dead Sea, which was preserved probably 400 years prior, and every word is
exactly
the same.
因为当时的这个犹太人啊，不管他们拉比在创造圣经的时候，如果有一个字写错，整卷都烧掉重写，所以这个保存的非常非常的完整。
Because back then when they passed down the Bible, like the rabbi will write on the scroll, like if they make a mistake, they will burn the whole scroll and rewrite it again. So it was very accurate.
那我讲这些最主要的强调就是，圣经它不是一本所有书里面的一本，它是神的话。
So what I'm trying to emphasize is that Bible is not just one of the books, but it's the book of the word from God.
你读这里的书，读完了以后，你最多可能某一天多赚了一点钱，但是它不会给你生命。
So if you read all the books here, maybe you will make a little bit of money for some day, but it will not give you eternal life.
这里其中有一本书我曾经看过，我的孩子在这上学，我看了以后非常难过，他是教导怎么样让孩子来反抗他的父母，就在这个书架上。
So one of the books from this library, because my
对对，有没有是不是有
my child
的这个书不是
你现在不要说那么多。
So my children all used to attend the school. So one of the books on the shelf I have read, and it was very saddening because it's about a book how to rebel against your parents.
这里有好多书，他们老师并不是一本一本都看过滤啊，或者什么呀，这里有好多书。
Because there's a lot of books, the librarian.Can go through each one of them.
当时我为什么担心呢？因为我的孩子呢读书很快，我两个女儿什么书都读，我就很担心。
So why I was worried because my two girls they are very fast readers. They read every book.
所以呢，我们要知道哪个是真理，哪个是谎言。
So we need to know what is the truth, what are the lies.
那我们真的要非常认真地对待圣经。
We need to treat our Bible seriously.
那这里呢，我们讲了很多的关于的发的预言啊，神借着摩西，借着先知发的预言多么准确。我们再讲一点点关于这个健康方面。
So we talked about how accurate is the prophet and Moses, but now we talk about something related to our health.
你知道圣经里面呢讲的话呢，就是关于人的肉体的话，它也是真理，怎么样健康也是真理。
So a lot of words written in the Bible about our flesh is also very accurate.
那我们就翻开这个箴言十七章二十二节。
So let's turn to.Proverbs
十七章二十二节。
十七章
二十
17。
这里面有很多啊，好多人非常喜欢箴言，它来引导我们的生活，跟人相处啊，怎么样过一个喜乐平安的生活，这个有好多的话，如果仔细讲的话，都是非常每一句话都是怎么讲，都是良药。
So all the words that in the proverb, if you read it, you will see that you know they are all good remedies.
二十二节讲大家非常熟悉的一段经文，我要讲讲。喜乐的心那是良药，忧伤的灵食故枯槁。
So this verse is very familiar for you all. It says a cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone.
好多人读的时候说，哎呀，心情喜乐就是。很好啊，对大家都知道。
So all of you know, you know, being happy, joyful is good.
但是我几年前呢，听一个上海有名的一个外科大夫讲了一个讲座，他讲到这个喜乐的心多么重要。我相信他不是一个基督徒。
So many years ago, I heard this speech from one of the surgeon in Shanghai, and then he talked about the cheerful heart. But I believe he's not a believer.
他当时被称为上海这么外科手术第一刀叫做苏恒，我不知道魏恋知道的苏恒吗？恒就是那个恒脸的恒，苏恒，他就讲了一个讲座，他说呢，你听过很多的癌症对不对？你听过肺癌、胃癌、胰腺癌，你有没有听过心脏癌？没有听过对吧
？OK，so his name is 苏恒 ，so the best surgeon in Shanghai, so.This is his question. So you have heard about, you know, colon cancer, lung cancer, stomach cancer. Have you heard about heart cancer?
So 没有听说过心癌，对不对？
So there is no such thing as heart cancer, right?
那为什么心脏不得癌症呢？
Then why your heart will not get cancer?
他说心脏会分泌一种胎液，就是 peptide.
Oh, so the heart will have this like peptide thing? Okay.
它会分泌这种胎液。
So it releases this peptide.
胎液基本上来讲，它会修复细胞，对吧？让细胞年轻。
So it kind of regenerate, re-energize the cells.
所以这个胎液的心脏呢，就是心脏会分泌。他说什么时候分泌的多呢？是人心情好的时候，它就分泌的多。
So when the heart is happy, when you feel happy, the heart will release more of this peptide.
分泌少的时候呢，他心脏分泌出来只给自己，把自己养好了，没有飞到别的地方去。
So if you're sad, the heart still releases this peptide, but only protects itself. It doesn't release all to.
他说心情很好的时候呢，这个很多就会扩散到其他的器官去。
However,
对其他器官也好。
So when you are happy, this he will release a lot more of the peptides and it sends to other part of the body, so that your whole body will be healthy.
所以他当时讲的一个重点呢，他说你不管得什么病呢，该吃药吃药，该做手术做手术，但是你心情一定要保持良好。
So what he was trying to say that if you are in any kind of sickness, continue with the treatment, do the surgery that you need to do, but at the same time, be cheerful.
这是外科手术讲，外科大夫讲的。
So this is the what was been said by a surgeon.
你看。这三千年前我们就写在圣经里，所以基督徒多么有福，在外科大夫没有告诉我们这，我们早就知道
了。
So it is already in the Bible, that was like 3,000 years ago. So before the surgeon tells us that, we already knew.
所以我们为什么说我们跟着这个主是多么的伟大，对吧？他是我们的牧人，把我们带到青草地上。
So how great is to follow our Jesus, our Lord? He is a good shepherd that leads us to the green pasture.
他在别人还没有发现的时候，已经把我们领到青草地上，把好东西给我们。
Before other people discovered, he has already led us into the good pasture.
所以末世的人，好多人还是蒙蒙擦擦的时候生，已经告诉我们什么事情要发生，你要做好准备，你要来寻求我的面，我会带领你。
So before the other people are still seeking, God has already told us about the end times. You know, we have to seek His face, and He's going to, you know, lead us.
那所以这就是我们的神为什么要把这个我真理写在这里呢？他就是要来引导我们的生命。
So this is our God. So why He has written all this? It is because that's the truth, and He's going to lead us in His truth.
那这里我们讲到这个圣经的准确性。
So this is the accuracy of the Bible.
但我们就讲这么多关于准确性方面。
So for this, we will just talk about this much.
我们没有时间来讲那么多。
So we don't have time for that much.
现在几点？
现在几点？11:30。
十一点半啊！我们再讲一下这个圣经的权威性。
And I want to mention about Bible's
authority.
Okay, the authority of the Bible.
那准确性是一回事情，权威性又是另一回事情。
So accuracy is one thing, but the authority is another.
那准确性就是这个东西是对的，权威性呢就是这个东西呢是不可挑战的，
so,
而且它会在你的身上起绝对的作用。
Okay, so accuracy is meaning that this thing is true and accurate, but for the authority is that this is something that you cannot be challenged.
以赛亚书40:6-8。
Isaiah 40:6-8.
Okay. 6-8. We will just read the last part. Okay. 有人声说你喊叫吧，有一个说我喊叫什么呢？说凡有血气尽都入草，它的美容独显野地的花。
A voice says, cry out, and I say, what should I cry? All people are like grass, and their faithfulness is like the flower of the field.
草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然似草。
The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
那这里特别的，其实前后讲到呢，就是他会裁判这个人要报告这个好消息，传福音，就是这些事情都要来，他说的话必永远立定。
And so people will prophesize before the Lord, and then all the words from our God will endure forever.
这些弟兄姐妹看到没？他说人的这个生命啊，就像草一样。
It says people's life are just like grass.
草必枯干，花必凋残。
So the grass withers and the flowers fall.
但是呢，我们神的话必永远立定。
But the word of God, our God, endures forever.
就是说，我们的生命都会过去，创作也会过去。谁是再厉害的人都会过去，但是神的话要立定。
So all of us will pass away, even Trump will pass away one day, but only the word of God will endure.
就是这些话语，你不管在哪一天你去面对它的时候，你发现它是对的。
So in any day, if you seek these words, you will see that it's always true and always there.
你有问题，神的话也没问题。
Even if you have problem, there will be no problem in God's words.
那你生病了，神的话不会生病。
You are sick, but God's words will not never
die. 你死了，神的话也不会死。
You die, God's word will never die.
躺在哪里，他立定在哪里，他就是对的。
He is still, the words are still there.
所以我们刚才讲的，它是一个双刃的剑。
So in the beginning, we said this is a double-edged sword.
你信就受祝福。
If you believe it, you will be blessed.
不信。你就出问题。
If you do not believe it, you will have consequences.
我们再看另一节经文，就是说在以赛亚书55:10-11。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55, 十章，十节。
五十五章十到十一节。
Verse 10 to 11.
那我们可以先这个读一下第八节。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
We can start from verse 8. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使吃粮的有粮。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and the bread for the eater.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回。却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
So is my word that goes out from my mouth; it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
这里讲的呢，就是神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路，就是好多东西我是不明白的，神的东西是不明白的，我们头脑是明白不了的。
So it says that.His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. There are a lot of things we cannot rationalize.
但是呢，他说他的话呢，就像雨从天上降到地下，滋润万物一样。他的话落到地上呢，不会突然返回的，就是说他会起他要起的作用，必然要起。
But his words will come down like a rain. It will do its purpose.
所以这就是说神的话呢，它绝不突然，就是不会说是落地无声啊。
So his words will not be in vain. It will not just, go empty.
在马太福音25:35，请阅我们看看。
Let's go to New Testament Matthew.
25:25。
24。24。24章。Matthew 24。
那耶稣呢？这里讲了，前面先讲了，就是末世要来的事情啊，就他来之前的灾难啊，这些讲了，他就讲了一句话。
So, here Jesus said about the beginning of the tribulation. You know what the things are going to come.
他讲了一句话说，说天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
And here it says, the heaven and earth will fade away, but my words will not fade away.
谁敢讲这样的话？
Who can say things like this?
谁也疯子也不敢讲。
Even crazy.
只有上帝可以讲。
Even people that are crazy will not say things like that. Only God can say things like this.
我以前到精神病院看望一些病人，那些病人说一些大话。不过那时候我知道他是精神病人，我就笑笑。
So I used to visit people with mental problems in the mental hospital.
有一次我觉得我坐下来跟一个精神病人聊起，第二天他说：“你知道吗？我的尿是非常值钱，可以治很多种病。
”So I sit down with one of the mental patients, and then he said, "Do you know my urine, my pee is very precious. It actually heals a lot of sickness."
还有一个笑话故事，就是说，当时希特勒去参观这个精神病院的时候
，So there is also a funny story about Hitler visiting a mental hospital.
因为所有的人都要说嗨嗨希特勒希特勒。
So because everyone has to salute.
这些精神病人他不这样做。
But those people that with mental issues, they don't do that.
那这个希特勒就很生气了。
So Hitler was very mad.
就是你们要这样做。
And then ask them, you have to salute, you know, like this.
有一个精神病人就告诉他说是我们刚进来的时候都像你这样。
and then one of the mental patient told Hitler, when we first came here, we were all like you.
所以那我说一个人说天地要废弃，我的话不能废弃，这个人的话要么他就是疯子，要么就是上帝，对不对？你去挑战他的话，对不对？写在圣经里面两千年，谁去挑战？现在谁什么话都不敢讲。
So here, and Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." So who can say things like that? Either he's mad or he's Jesus.
所以他的话是完全是具有这个权威的 authority.
So his words come with authority.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们不能不重视他。
So that's why we need to, you know, pay attention.
我们再看看启示录二十二章十八到十九节。
Let's turn to
Revelation. 二十二章
Revelation 22.
二十二章十八到十九节
18 to 19.
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。
I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this.
若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必见写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in the scroll.
这书上的预言，若有人上去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树的和圣城上去他的房。
If anyone takes words away from the scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in the scroll.
那这个话听起来很 serious.
It sounds very serious, right?
那事实上是很严肃的一句话。
Indeed, these are serious words.
神的话呢，不能加添，也不能减少。
So we cannot add anything or take away anything from the word of God.
当然，今天我们好多人还是会从神那边领受信息，接受，神会讲话，但是呢，他绝对不会跟圣经矛盾。
So even though sometimes we still receive or hear from God, but it will never contradict the Bible.
所以这是分辨圣经是分辨我们领受从神来圣灵讲话的一个众生。
So that's the plumb line, you know, for you to distinguish whether the words that you have received.
谁领受的什么？看到异象啊，领受的东西，如果跟圣经上的有违背的话呢，你就要知道啊，不是出自于神。
So if you receive something but that goes against the Bible, then you have to, you know, be careful.
就是我们今天看到所有的异象，都是在为耶稣基督做见证。
So every vision that we have received are a testimony for our Lord Jesus.
大家也非常清楚，这个我们不仔细讲。
So you have to be clear, but we won't go into details.
那这里我们讲到了一个圣经的一个权威性。
So here we talked about his authority in his words.
圣经里面有好多的经文在讲神的话。那个你不可挑战。
So many many verses are written in the Bible that tells you that never challenge his words.
就像那个老子讲的，就是说这个大道啊是顺直着长，逆直着亡。
So just like Lao Zi, what he said, you know, if you go according to the word, then you will, you know, go smoothly. However, if you go against it, then you will what die, pass away, die.
Perish.
Perish.
是天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
So like the principle of the word is like a network. You cannot never escape.
Very good.
所以我们的神的话呢，就是他其实是要来祝福我们的。
So God's word is to bless you.
但是呢，我们因为我们有个仇敌，常常给我们撒谎，让我们去违背神的话呢，就陷入误入歧途。
But we have this evil force that is go against us. He'll give you lies that lead you astray.
那我们下面呢，讲讲就是说这个圣经啊， 不仅仅他的准确和权威，最主要的是他要赐给我们生命，是生命的粮。
So not only about the word accuracy in the Bible and his authority, but more is that the life that he's able to give us.
他是神的话是要赐给我们生命的。
Because God's word is here to give us life.
我们看看约翰福音第六章六十三节。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 6.
约翰。
哦，约翰。Okay, John chapter 6.
六十三节。
Chapter 6.
那主耶稣讲呢，叫人活着的那是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and life.
这是意思说呢，我对你们所讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the words I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
神的话是要赐给我们生命。
God's word is here to give our life.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His words are spirit, his words are life.
所以我们不能不读他的话。
So we have to read his words.
要有生命吗？要有灵吗？就要读他的话。
If you want to have your spirit, if you want to have life, then you have to read.
那我们再读一段我们非常熟悉的经文，就是马太福音第四章第四节。
And then also we're going to read Matthew 4:4.
这一卷经文呢，非常熟悉，我们也放在这个明日读经，读经的这样一个提纲里面，就是耶稣当时回答这个撒旦的时候呢，撒旦在试探他的时候呢，他怎么说呢
？So here, it's so important that we even put it in the way, the WhatsApp chat about our daily reading Bible verses, and here, you know, when evil came to tempt the Son of God, what did Jesus answer?
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。
So Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
我们今天都在为我们的这个食物啊，在忙碌。
So we are all busy for our daily bread.
但是我们要知道，我们活着，包括我们的肉体活着。也不是单靠着食物，那是靠神口里说出的一切话。
But we have to know, we live, you know, not just our physical flesh, but we live because of the words that come out from the mouth of our God.
就是我们的，肉体也是靠着神的话活着。
Even our flesh, we are sustained by His words as well.
也不是一句两句话，他说什么是一切话。
Not just one or two of his words.
所以我们读圣经的时候，不要读一句两句话。
But every word. So when you read, do not just pick a verse or two.
其实你读这个马太福音第四章后面呢，撒旦就用另外的经文来试探耶稣。
Because if you read this chapter, you will see, you know, Satan tempt the devil tempt Jesus with other Bible verses.
后面撒旦用一段圣经是原原本本是拿着圣经来试探耶稣。
So one of the temptation, you know, that the devil was using exact verses from the Bible.
那我觉得这里还是要念一下，就是说，第五节，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
So here, verse 5, then the devil took him on the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说。主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and he will lift you up in your hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
那这里呢，撒旦用了一节圣经，他说什么呢？因为怎么经上记着说，不是圣经。这个耶稣老在引用圣经吗？他也引用圣经了。今天撒旦会向你引用圣经的。
So Jesus answered him in the, also in the Bible verse. So you have to know devil is also gonna tempt you with, you know, verses from the Bible too.
那撒旦引的这句圣经出自哪里呢？我们要放一下诗篇九十一篇十一节。
So, where can you find this verse that was said by the devil? Is in Psalm 91.
九十一篇十一节到十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
这里讲到什么呢？ 远远不蒙在圣经里面的应，他要为你丰富他的实质，在你行的一切道路上保护你。
He says the same thing. He will command his angel concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
撒旦赢的圣经对不对呀、啊、
？So is it accurate?
准确不准确
？Is it accurate that what he has cited, the scripture, the devil?
所以耶稣讲呢，不是一句话，不是靠一句话两句话。
So that's why it's not just by one sentence or one word.
你如果只知道一句话两句话呢，撒旦就来试探你。
If you only know like a verse or two, devil is gonna tempt you.
因为他知道的圣经可能比你多得多。
Because he knows much more about the Bible than you.
你看到了没有？这里写在这里，不是我讲的，这是圣经讲的。
So it's written here. It's not, you know, it's not by me, but it's in the Bible.
那你不是老引圣经吗？我也给你引一下
了。And you always talk about the Bible. I can also, you know, quote a Bible verse too.
那耶稣怎么回答呢？第七节。
How did Jesus answer?
耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说。”
Jesus answered him, "It is also written."
不可试探主你的神。
Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣有没有说我看到一个异象
Did Jesus say I saw a vision?
那其实今天我们会看到一些神会帮助但是呢还是要回到神的话语
So even today we do receive visions But it has always go back to
the Bible 耶稣基督是用神的话语来战胜撒旦
Because Jesus used the word of God to overcome the devil
最近我看一个节目就是说有一个神的仆人他好多时候看到天使怎么用他说天使什么时候触动呢只有你在用神的话语的时候他才触动
so,
你说好多话没用天使不动的但是你已经用圣经你说神的话的时候他就触动了
So I was watching this program it says it talked about a person that sees angels and then he said do you know when the angel will act on your behalfIt's only when you quoting from the Bible, Bible verses, then he will start working. Then the angel will start working.
所以我们所在服侍主做任何事情，我们要知道圣经究竟怎么讲。
So no matter what you do, your service to others, you have to know exactly what the Bible says.
也不要断章取义，像撒旦这里断章取义。
And you don't just put a verse out of context because just like what the devil did in this scenario.
所以好多时候我们教会里面也会有这种问题，断章取义。
So sometimes this situation might also happen. You know, we may pick a context out of, I mean, put a scripture out of context.
所以在以后我们好多人讲到这个，以前他们查经的时候。他带着他的配偶来，希望他能听到那一段经文，就是说，妻子要顺服丈夫，太太呢要希望她的丈夫听到说，这个丈夫要为妻子舍己，就像耶稣舍命一样。
You know, just like you know, some of the Bible study group, you know, the spouse always bring the other partner to the Bible study, and then hoping the other partner will hear.Exactly what the Bible says, you know, the wife will want the husband to know, you know, husbands love your wife and then sacrifice your wife, and then the wife will expect the husband will expect the wife to hear from
submit.
To submit your husband as if you are submitting to the Lord.
但是呢，我们不能断章取义。
But we cannot, you know, take things out of perspective.
断章取义的时候，你的配偶发现，我怎么发现像撒旦呢？在因为圣经怎么像撒旦
？If you are taking scripture out of context, your spouse will think, okay, this is from the devil. Like, why you sound like the devil?
但是他说你引的是圣经，对的呀。但是你这么说话像撒旦呢
？Even though the verses that you quoted is accurate, it's from the Bible. How come you sound like the devil?
因为就像撒旦他断章取义。
Just like here, you know, the devil is taking a scripture out of context.
那所以呢，就是我们要仔细的读圣经，认真读圣经。
That's why we need to pay special attention when you read the Bible.
那讲到这里呢，就是我们看看马太福音十五章第九节，我们做一个结束，就是说我们读圣经呢要好好的读马太福音十五章。
So we're gonna read the last verse. So Matthew 15, verse 9, as a summary.
十五章第九节，这里讲什么呢？就是那时候，耶稣基督和法利赛人有一段对话，就是讲到，该做什么，不该做什么。这里第八节第九节讲到呢，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
So here Jesus was having a conversation with the Pharisees, and then this is what he said: these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.
这里讲到呢，就是说他们把人的道理呢当作神的诫命来教导，拜神就是枉然。
So when you treat the human rules as God's truth or principles, then you worship God in vain.
一开始我们讲到，就是说圣经上预言呢，在末世的时候，好多教会、好多人会离经叛道，就是走偏路，就是其中一个就是人的教导。
So earlier I mentioned that in the end times there will be churches that led astray. One of the reasons is the same reason that you know they're teaching the human rules.
人的道理。
So human principles.
把人的道理当成了神的诫命。
So they thought human rules are the truth from God.
这个历史上发生过很多。在上个世纪，有一个美国著名的神学院，有一个教授说，现在一致的圣经已经停止，他们神学院出来的学生都不相信一致，因为那个教授非常有名，我不提他的名字。
Okay. And this has happened in the past as well in the history. So last century there was a very famous theologian, and he declared that nowadays all the healing miracle has stopped, and then.Every student that attended that Bible college, none of them believe in healing miracles.
所以就好多的祝福就没有。
And they lost a lot of their blessings.
其实这个还算是小事。
So this is kind of, you know, it's actually considered a small matter.
那上个世纪有一个宗派叫做自由派神学，他们不相信耶稣的复活。
And then last century there was another 自由派神学。
Yeah, liberal theology.
Liberal theology, they call them liberal theology. They don't believe the resurrection of Jesus.
但是他们也是敬拜。
Even though they worship.
做很多的社会上的一些慈善事业。
And they did a lot of charities.
但是呢，没有把人真正领到神的面前。
But they didn't lead people to Christ.
就是没有给人救恩。
So they did not give salvation.
所以这里讲到呢，你如果把人的道理当作神的诫命。来教导人的时候呢，拜我也是枉然。拜我枉然是什么意思呢
？So if you are your teachings are rules of human, then you worship me in vain.
拜我是枉然就是白搭。
What does it mean in vain? Means useless.
所以我们今天到这里来，如果不是听神的话，只是听人的话，白搭。
So meaning that on Sunday, if you come here, you are not listening to the word of God, but you just merely listening to you know human rules, then it's useless.
如果不明白神的教导的话呢，早上祷告也是白搭。
If you do not understand the word of God, if you just you know say meditate in the morning, it's useless.
你的十一奉献更白搭。
Your tithes and offerings are useless.
所以这个是一个很。重要的非常严肃的事情，就是我们虽然我们听牧者讲到我们奉献，但是呢，我们一定要有个耳朵竖起来说，哪些是真正从神来的。
So even though you listen to the sermons, you have to you know pay special attention to hear and understand which words are from God.
特别现在这个 AI 的时代，以后我们有好多的方便，让 AI 给我们圣经上的好多东西整理一下，是很容易的事情。
especially nowadays, you can ask AI, you know, to summarize or give you, you know, a sum up of the what God says.
大家可以用 AI， 我不反对。
You can use AI. I'm not against that.
但是大家要小心一点。
But you have to be careful.
你发现呢 ，AI 它给你很多 information 的时候呢，跟上帝给你，上帝也是 download 就下载给你很多意象什么东西。AI 有时候它也帮助给你很多的信息，但是有非常大的区别。
So you have to pay attention because God also downloads His information to you, just like AI will give you information.
但是你会发现 AI 呢给你的 information 用起来很方便。
You will see that you know the information given by AI is very efficient.
但是它会不会让你更加的聪明
？But does He make you smarter?
它会不会让你更加的爱主？
Does he make you love God even more?
你要小心。
So pay attention.
我发现现在好多人，这次回国也有一个姐妹，她就分享她这次考试要不要用 AI， 她很挣扎，因为 AI 的话她就可以得90多分，如果不用 AI， 她可能就在 pass 的那个边缘。
So this time when I went back to China, so I met the sister. She was struggling whether she will use AI to help with her test because with the help of AI, she can probably score like 90s. But without AI, maybe just the passing grades.
但是呢，你会发现，我发现了一点，就是 AI 如果不小心的话，它会让我们变得越来越笨，这是真的。
But the one thing I have noticed, you have to be careful. AI make you dumb.
但是呢，上帝给我们好多的启示啊，这些你发现没有？上帝会让我们越来越聪明，越来越智慧。
But God's revelation will make you smarter. So that is the difference.
大家有没有？你亲近神的时候，从神那里得着智慧，让你越来越聪明。
So isn't that right? When you come closer to God and then get information from Him, you will have more wisdom.
AI 好多这个像这个看到是将来撒旦利用的最大的一个工具。
And then for AI, and then the prophets saw that it's one of the biggest weapon that the devil will use in the end times.
但是我们今天也要懂得怎么样去用它。
Of course, we need to know how to use it as well.
感谢主，我们讲到这里呢，就是我们总体一句话，就是我们要来认真的对待神的话。
So to summarize, we need to treat the word of God seriously.
感谢主，如果你在家里面每一天有灵修的习惯、读经的习惯，非常好。
So if you in the house every day you meditate, you read your Bible, that's very good.
如果你跟你的家人一起读经，那更好。
If you read with your family member, that's even better.
我们现在也有这个读经的计划，还有星期四的晚上8点，星期二的早上6点，对吧？6点11刻，就是大家一起来读经，为的是督促大家来读经，鼓励大家来参与。
So we have this Bible reading plan every day, and then also on Thursday night at 8, and then Tuesday morning at 6:30, we have a you know group reading time.
好，我们来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you. We want to praise
主啊，你赐下你的话语，你的话就是生命的粮。
You have sent down your words. Your words are the bread of life.
谢谢你，今天我们有生命在你的里面。
Thank you that we have life in you.
主啊，是的，主，我们跟世人不一样。
So that we are different. We are set apart from the rest of the world.
是因为我们有真正的生命在我们的里面。
Because we have this true life in us, Lord.
我们也有光在我们的面前，就是你的话语。
And we also have the word of that's the light for us.
主啊，你继续的带领我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，认真的来对待你的话语。
Continue to help our brothers and sisters so that we can treat your words seriously.
我们能够去读，也能够去行。
So that we can read your words and then act upon your words.
谢谢你，你把圣灵赐下来，包括是帮助我们，会帮助我们。
Thank you. You have sent down your Holy Spirit, the wonderful Counselor who can help us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.